You know, these things are all kind of, you know, that's why Python isn't like a huge thing that comes out of nowhere, is this froth of ongoing shows, and it's just a bubble that got bigger, and everything else sort of isn't remembered so well, often for historical reasons, like We Were in Color. Huge leap.
Yeah.
I think six weeks earlier, we wouldn't have been in color.
For years, I thought the first series was in black and white, and I could.
Some of them were in black. Some of us were in black and white. It's just as sharp when you see it in the new DVD format as if we just shot it. I mean, that's fortuitous.
And it says it left the world a better, safer place, a greener place, a happier place, a more intelligent place. I don't know. I mean, the fact is that it keeps going, intrigues me. So it's actually obviously serving a lot of people well. Young people are discovering, and it's always kids in America particularly, is this thing I get, is that generation after generation, when they hit about 11 or 12, they discover Python. And it's a whole new world, and it's something they've never seen before, and they all get hooked on it. Now, so what have we done? We've just maintained a certain long-running sense of the absurd.
I mean, when you make an audience laugh, they love you.
Eric Idle.
They really do love you, and that's one of the nice things about being a comedian, is that people, when they see you, smile and laugh and thank you, because they really love you. You've made them, usually you've touched them at a time when they needed some kind of reassurance, or they wanted something, or they were feeling depressed, and then you made them laugh, and then they felt better. So there is a sort of healing thing to it.